What have you heard about the Spurs?
Nothing about Murray. DeAndre Ayton, you know, like, is a name you hear kind of banded about, you know, like, could Phoenix sign and trade him to the Spurs for Poeltl and the 9th pick, something like that? You know, it's a complicated deal to make because it wouldn't happen for several weeks. But, you know, you hear all this stuff about Ayton's relationship with the coaching staff and all that. I mean, Phoenix is going to be an interesting player because they have quietly made inquiries to some of the prospects who are expected to go to the lottery and say, hey, let's set up a FaceTime just in case we can get something done.
Well, you reported today in your latest mock draft, and I want you to expound on that a little bit. Some Pelicans at 8 and Phoenix talk, right?
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of the places that Phoenix is talking to. And so, you know, Cam Johnson, that's the decision they have to make. Who are we going to pay and how much is it going to cost us? Because Cam Johnson is, I don't know, Zach, what do you think? 18 to 20 million per year, you know, on the high end. And, you know,
he's a good player.
Is a max or a, you know, near max guy. And so, you know, this, you know, salary cap is, you know, like, it's kind of getting out of control if you're, you know, Robert Sarver. And so, do they trade Cam Johnson now for a lottery pick and then keep Ayton? You know, they're like looking at all kinds of scenarios, I've heard, and that's just one of them. I don't know if anything gets done on draft night, but there is some activity coming out of Phoenix, which is interesting, you know, considering the way that they ended their season and all the question marks they have this summer.
The Ayton thing is fascinating to me because obviously their season ended in incredibly demoralizing fashion. He gets benched. Monty Williams is pretty curt after the game about what happened with DeAndre Ayton. So that's internal. We're like 6 months removed from DeAndre Ayton. Boy, we love that kid. He bought into his role. He subsumed his ambitions of being a ball dominant post player to do what we needed to do. He improved on defense. He's about the right stuff and he's really matured. And now it's all of a sudden like, do they want him on the team next year? They absolutely cannot afford to lose him for nothing. Like, there's just no way that they, unless there's something insane happens, that they let a team just offer sheet him and sign him outright. Like, that just can't happen. As soon as he signs an offer sheet, you can't do a sign and trade. So, like, they can't let that happen. So I agree with you. And I think there's an interest on Ayton's side in the sign and trade route opens up the whole league for us. We don't just have to be a cap team prisoner, that those are the only places we can go. I like the Spurs fit for him. I like the Pistons fit for him. And I think the Pistons are thinking about it. They have cap room. They have a hole in the middle. And I would say this. I would bet on DeAndre Ayton. I like DeAndre Ayton. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing that he thinks, if he thinks this, that he thinks he can do more stuff on offense than he's been able to show in Phoenix, and he's ready to do it. I don't think they win the Pelican series when Devin Booker was injured in the middle of it without DeAndre Ayton's one-on-one scoring. He made tough shots. He was a post threat. Like, I think there's a world in which he can shoot three or four threes a game at a pretty high clip in a pick-and-pop system with someone like Cade Cunningham. I don't ever want him to be Miles Turner, but I don't have any problem with him becoming like a Jokic-level volume three-point shooter. Three or four a game, mixing some post-ups, some short rolls. Defensively, he's a beast. He's got to get to the line more. But that's a player who I would bet – I think I'd pay him the max if I'm a rebuilding team like the Pistons, and I'd be totally okay with it. It's a 25% max. I'd pay him the max. Like, I would bet on DeAndre Ayton. I think he's a good player.
Without hesitation, I'm with you. DeAndre Ayton is 23 years old. The guy averaged 17 and 10. You know, like, this is not that complicated. You know, and yeah, you didn't pay him last summer. You didn't give him the extension. And yeah, so there were some rocky moments. That's just what happens when you – when you refuse to pay guys. That's just, this is the nature of the game. And so if I'm an NBA team, you know, like Detroit or San Antonio, I'm all over DeAndre Ayton if I can get him.